The Giants are releasing Bobby Okereke to save $9 million in cap space this offseason. Okereke was a pretty good player at the start of his Giants tenure, but over the last couple of years, his game really regressed, and it's unfortunate to see him get cut going into the final season of his contract. And I think that he is a player who provided more in the locker room than he did on the field. And with a new head coach coming in to build a new locker room and culture, you're going to place a little bit less emphasis on that, and you're going to want to build a sound roster on the football field. So Bobby Okereke, I'll say this, wishing him the best of luck. Really appreciate everything that he did during his time with the New York Giants. He was their Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee this past season. A really good guy, great locker room guy, and great character, captain and leader, all of those things. But the Giants are going in a new direction. They're rebuilding this defense, and they're going to bring in some new linebacker talent that's probably cheaper, younger, and arguably better. So we're going to go ahead and react to it, dive into all of that, the cap savings, who the Giants could pivot to instead of Bobby Okereke, and everything in between. I'm Anthony Rivardo. This is Fireside Giants, and that's my co-host Alex Wilson. Alex, how are you doing today, my friend? And what is your immediate reaction to the Giants cutting Bobby Okereke?
Doing pretty good. And yeah, we kind of felt like this was a possibility. We kind of felt like this was coming. The Giants want a athletic, run-stopping, hard-hitting linebacker. The best-kept secret, according to Connor Hughes, is that the Giants were in love with Sonny Styles at the NFL Combine, and that everybody knew it. So you look at John Harbaugh, you look at his past, you look at the linebackers he's had, CJ Mosley, you know, how many guys, Ray Lewis, you know, he drafted Patrick Queen in the first round. You know, the list goes on. Roquan Smith, they traded for from the Bears. They want to stop the run, and Harbaugh is on paper saying, if you have a good middle linebacker who stops the run, that is critical. I would not say that's a devalued position. I'd say that's an important position. So it was something along those lines. I don't disagree with him. The Giants have had one of the worst run-stopping defenses in football for quite a couple of years now. You get a Sonny Styles, and you know, Anthony, you mentioned a Leo Chenal as a possible free agent option this morning on Twitter. There's a lot you can do to overhaul that group. You could turn that group into a bottom five run-stopping linebacker core to a top five run-stopping linebacker core overnight with Devin Lloyd or a Sonny Styles or a Leo Chenal. Like, there's a lot of ways you could go about this. But Bobby Okereke, that $9 million, in theory, you cut Okereke, you can sign Chenal for $6 million per season, save $3 million, and actually upgrade at that weak side linebacker spot. So this was a move that makes a lot of sense. We can talk about the schematics of it and really what's next for this Giants team, but don't get it twisted. They are planning a big upgrade here. That's very clear.
Yeah, they're definitely planning on overhauling the entire inside linebacker core. You're looking at this roster right now, and they don't have a starting inside linebacker after cutting Bobby Okereke. It was Okereke, and it was Micah McFadden, who, of course, missed pretty much the whole season. He got hurt in week one with that foot injury. But McFadden, as well, is a free agent this offseason, so the Giants could choose to extend him. But as things stand, their starting linebacker, if they had to play a game tomorrow, Alex, it would be Darius Masua. That's not exactly something to be excited about. So Darius Masua is not going to be the starting linebacker next season. The Giants are going to overhaul this position. And thankfully, this is where things get kind of exciting from a fan's perspective, Alex. It is a robust market of linebackers this offseason, both in free agency and the NFL draft. The Giants should have no problem replacing Bobby Okereke. Now, you can't just one-for-one replace his leadership. I think that's a little bit more difficult. He was a captain for 3 years. He was a pretty good player in that regard in terms of communicating on the defensive side of things. And the Giants are obviously going to have to tear that down and rebuild the communication aspect of their defense and find a new Mike linebacker to kind of run things as that quarterback of the D. But they can do that. And again, there's a lot of talent in free agency. You mentioned Leo Chenal. This is a name that I really like for the New York Giants. Kansas City Chiefs linebacker who hasn't played a ton in his career. He's been behind Nick Bolton, of course, of the Kansas City Chiefs. He hasn't been a Mike before, but he is an ascending player, and he kind of reminds me of Micah McFadden. I view Leo Chenal as a better McFadden. He's 25 years old. He's gotten better every single season. He plays with his hair on fire. He's an enforcer against the run, plays with some pop in his pads, and he offers a lot of upside as a pass rusher. So as a more developmental, ascending guy at 25, Leo Chenal, $6 million per year is his projected market value. That feels like a great deal to me. You're saving $3 million by cutting Okereke at 9 and then signing Chenal at 6. You're saving money, getting younger, and probably better at the position with Chenal, and another upgrade, which could be maybe trading for Tremaine Edmonds, maybe, of course, drafting Sonny Styles with the 5th overall pick. And I think that's where we need to transition this conversation, Alex. The odds of the Giants going Sonny Styles fifth overall seems to have only increased with the release of Bobby Okereke. We knew that Sonny Styles was on their board and on their radar last week. We knew that he was clearly in play for the fifth overall pick. Then he went and did what he did at the NFL Scouting Combine, and all of a sudden, five looks like the floor for him. Looks like he could go as high as two in the upcoming NFL draft. So Sonny Styles, definitely a target for the New York Giants, and I think that the cut of Bobby Okereke only reinforces that.
Absolutely. I mean, listen, guys, you know, we've been talking about Sonny Styles for about a week now, since that just uber athletic combine performance. The way I described him was a Demogorgon athlete in my breakdown. This is a player that fits the John Harbaugh mold to a T. So we can't ignore the obvious signs of Sonny Styles and the link between the Giants and this Ohio State standout. Listen, he is a safety in the body of a linebacker, right? He is elite against in coverage. You know, you can put him against tight ends, put him against running backs, bigger receivers if you needed to in a pinch. You know, if they're kind of lined up inside, you can use him against the run. Obviously, he's a tremendous run stopper. He missed 2.2% of his tackles, one of the best marks in the entire collegiate theater. You're also looking at a guy who missed, the only tackles he missed was in the very last game of the season. So he went the entire year without missing a tackle. So fundamentally, that's really strong. You're getting a guy that is not going to miss tackles. He's going to wrap up. And instinctually, I'll use the Eagles as an example for this. The Eagles love those crack tosses to Saquon Barkley, right? They love to throw that thing out not this past year, prior years. This past year, they kind of just ran inside zone every time, but they love those crack tosses back to Saquon Barkley. Sonny Styles is one of the most instinctual, best linebackers I've seen at the college level be able to sniff those out and then get between the guard and tackle, like get between those openings, those lanes. They're very, very small, but he's able to get skinny and use his athletic profile and strength to burst through them and blow shit up in the backfield. Excuse my language. Just proper usage of that word at the time. But Sonny Styles, you know, great against the run, great in coverage, and he can rush the passer. Right? Like, you could do a lot with this player. So people that are just labeling Sonny as a middle linebacker, you know, a run-stopping linebacker, we're not dropping a fifth overall pick to stop the run. We're dropping a fifth overall pick to stop the pass from the linebacker position, to stop the run from the linebacker position, but also to get creative with the ability to rush the passer and do different things. Tight ends, good teams these days, Anthony. Good teams have good tight ends. I think that's kind of been a trend over the last couple of years. Good teams have good tight ends. You need to have a linebacker that can man up against a tight end and make stuff happen. You know, cause a pass breakup, undercut a route, use that physicality. He's a huge dude. Like, this is a built-in-a-lab fit for John Harbaugh. Built-in-a-lab fit for John Harbaugh. So if I was a betting man, you know, I've been known to drop a couple dollars on a Knicks parlay every now and then. I'm throwing my money on Sonny Styles to the Giants at five. The connections are too obvious. The rumors are too clear. And the fit is too good. Like, that's my consensus right now. That doesn't mean that I wouldn't be happy with Caleb Downs or Carnell Tate or a trade back for, like, and getting, like, a Mansoor Delaney. There are a couple different ways to go about being happy as a Giants fan. You can't be mad about Sonny Styles, though. I have to say that.
No, Sonny Styles would be the perfect replacement for Bobby Okereke here. He would definitely be an upgrade, and I think he is one of the best, if not the best, overall prospect in the draft class, regardless of position. Not only is he a freakish athlete, as he demonstrated at the combine, but he is a true versatile defensive weapon and chess piece on that side of the ball. I mean, like you said, he's a safety playing linebacker, but he's built like a linebacker. It's not like when Isaiah Simmons had that freakish athleticism score, but he was built like a safety, like a tall safety playing linebacker. It's not like that. Sonny Styles is a true 6'5", 245-pound linebacker who moves and looks at the game like a safety. He fixes your run defense, he improves your pass coverage, and he also offers upside as a blitzer. So Sonny Styles, definitely one of the top targets for the Giants at fifth overall. A lot of different ways, like you said, they can go in the first round of this year's draft. But Styles is the one that Giants fans really want. Can't blame the man. He is special. And on top of that, I still think that they need to add more starters. They need to add more talent at linebacker in free agency. They can't go into the NFL draft assuming that they're going to get Sonny Styles, of course, because there are three other teams in front of them that might end up taking Sonny Styles. So they need to sign some starters or an actual starter in free agency before they get to the draft. So I like Leo Chenal, as I mentioned. He hasn't been a full-time starting Mike linebacker in the past, but I think he projects well into that role and he could take it over. Another name that I want to throw out there for you, though, Alex, and get your take on this, Tremaine Edmonds. Edmonds is, of course, a linebacker for the Chicago Bears. He's a starting talent who's been with that team for a few years now after signing a massive contract over there in free agency, but he's on the trade block. The Bears have given him permission to seek out a trade. The Giants have been floated out there as a team that might be interested in making a trade for Tremaine Edmonds. I think he's 28 years old. You know, he's a player that will definitely be a quality starter in the middle of your defense if the Giants were to trade for him, and the price tag shouldn't be a whole lot because the Bears are at a point where if they don't find a suitor for him via trade, they might end up cutting him. So Edmonds is a name to keep an eye on, as Art Stapleton mentioned on this podcast last week. You could potentially see the Giants flip Kayvon Thibodeau in a player swap for Edmonds. They have a third edge rusher that maybe they want to get some value for. The Bears are in the edge rusher market, and the Giants, well, they don't have a starting linebacker right now. So could you trade Kayvon and then get a starting linebacker in Tremaine Edmonds? Alex, what's your opinion or take on that potential move to upgrade an inside linebacker?
So getting Tremaine Edmonds doesn't actually dissuade me from still spending a fifth overall pick on Sonny Styles.
No way.
Yeah, no way. I just wanted to make that clear. Not saying you said that, but just want to make that clear. Tremaine Edmonds is the type of player that you are probably, like you said, this is a good player swap option for the Bears. Like, you get Kayvon, we get Edmonds. You're probably going to have to extend Edmonds, though, immediately. The reason for that, you could extend him for 2-3 years and you know, have an out after that second season, because he has a $17.5 million cap hit this year. So that's actually $2.5 million more than Kayvon Thibodeau. That's the problem, right? If you're moving Kayvon, you're also, you know, hoping that we can get that kind of cap savings. Tremaine Edmonds actually makes that higher. So you could theoretically say, all right, you get Tremaine Edmonds, you sign into a 3-year deal. He's, how old is he? 27? Yeah, he's 27. He'll be 28 this year. You know, former 16th overall pick back in 2018 from the Bills. This past season, really, really, really good in run defense. That's the calling card, right? Good tackler, good in run defense, not so good in coverage. So you could argue, you know, this is a player that you could pair with Sonny Styles. Sonny Styles can rush the passer, you know, be the coverage guy, you know, stop the run. Like, you have two elite run-stopping linebackers now. One of them's really good in coverage and can rush the passer. Tremaine Edmonds is not the type of guy you want rushing the passer, which is why we do like Leo Chenal and the Sonny Styles combination a lot, because Chenal can rush the passer, do different unique blitz packages and stuff like that. Edmonds is not so much that type of player. He is a traditional big, like brawny 6'5", 250 linebacker who just soaks up tackles and stops the run. Like, that's his job. For $17.5 million, it's quite expensive. So you'd have to be pretty sure that you can extend him and lower that cap hit quite a bit. I'm not the biggest fan of the Tremaine Edmonds trade. That's just my opinion. I don't love the cap hit. I don't love the idea of extending him. He's been a bit volatile throughout his career. Like, some years he's good at run stopping, others he's not. Like, I also like the fit. If we were to get Sonny Styles, I like the fit with Chenal a lot better than Tremaine Edmonds, and you could take that additional money and spend it elsewhere. So in my personal opinion, I don't love that move, but I also wouldn't necessarily be like upset about it. It's a good insurance policy in case your ideal combination doesn't formulate.
Yeah, I think ideally I want Sonny Styles as my inside linebacker for the next decade, and I'll pair him with Micah McFadden and Leo Chenal. I think you can afford to sign both of those guys, and now you've got depth and you've got three linebackers that could start in your defense. Sign me up for that. But you have to, of course, prepare for the reality of Sonny Styles potentially getting drafted second, third, fourth overall. So you need to get a legitimate starter in there, and I don't think Leo Chenal is enough. So let me throw a couple more names out there for you, Alex, and for the viewers, of course. Drop your thoughts down below on the guys that I'm going to list here at the top of the free agency market at the inside linebacker position. Now, Tremaine Edmonds, like I said, he's on the Bears. He's a trade candidate. He could wind up getting cut, and he would be in the mix here with these top free agents. But the number one free agent in the market this offseason, Alex, is Devin Lloyd. Now, realistically, I don't think the Jaguars are going to let him go. I think they'll get a deal done with Devin Lloyd. But if he does hit the open market, he's probably one of the five best players to hit the market this offseason, and he's going to get paid like it. Devin Lloyd could get upwards of $16 million per season. So let's go quick hitters on these. We'll go Devin Lloyd and then through the rest of them, Alex. $16 million per season. Would you drop that bag on a Devin Lloyd in free agency?
I mean, look, you're at the top of the market now at the linebacker position. You know, Devin Lloyd is very, very, very good football player. I'm just going to pull up his stats right now so I can, you know, read them off for you. You know, you're looking at a guy who's coming off a really, really good season. He had 28 pressures, too, so he can do a lot for you. Elite run stopper. That Jacksonville defense was no joke. He's 27. He's your insurance policy if you don't get Sonny Styles in theory. So, like,
yeah, but with free agency coming before the draft, I think that if you sign Devin Lloyd, you eliminate the idea probably of drafting Sonny Styles at number five. So
I guess that's the question.
Yeah, that's the question that I'm trying to get to. Would you rather spend big time at the top of the market on a linebacker free agency or hope that you get Sonny Styles at five overall?
Ah, man. I mean, listen, like, you could argue that both ways isn't a bad outcome, right? If you pay Devin Lloyd, you could spend that fifth overall pick on Carnell Tate or Caleb Downs or Mansoor Delane. You could even trade back and you'd still get like a really good player at like 6, 7, or 8. Like, you know, it opens the draft up a little bit more for you. It doesn't feel like you're forced to take Sonny Styles. However, this is a really deep linebacker class, so in theory you could sign Devin Lloyd and then find like another inside linebacker, like weak side linebacker, yeah, in the fourth, fifth round that could be, or just bring back Michael McFadden for pennies on the dollar and just solve it that way. Mm-hmm. And then you can use that fifth overall pick a little bit more BPA-ish instead of like, we love Sonny Styles, but he's also BPA, which isn't a bad methodology either. I don't really hate either way. You know, like, I would be okay with that because it's money versus premium draft capital. And like, the fifth overall pick is still getting paid a nice chunk of change. So, you know, you could argue you could go either way and still be happy with that outcome.
Yeah, I think so too. Like I said, I don't think Devin Lloyd hits the market, but if he does, I wonder if John Harbaugh would go all in on trying to sign him, proven one of the top five linebackers in the sport right now. So I could see it. So some of these other guys, Devin Bush and N'Kobe Dean, do you have any thoughts and opinions on those guys as quick hitters that we can touch on as potential targets in free agency?
I mean, N'Kobe Dean's coming from a defense that has had a lot of success with the Eagles. Obviously, you know, good player. I think he's had some injuries. You know, he's tier two, you know, and same thing with like Devin Bush as well. It just depends on how much the Giants want to spend. I don't think they're gonna allocate one big chunk of something, whether it's a fifth overall pick or it's a lot of money to a big time linebacker. That second linebacker, though, you know, definitely is going to be, I think they want a tier one linebacker though. I think that it's Devin Lloyd or Sonny Styles. Like, one of those two guys will be a Giant. I don't think they want to go into the tier two linebacker room and find their primary guy there. That's the only thing I would argue.
Yeah. That's why I think, again, Leo Chenal is a guy that you sign in that tier two, hoping that he projects into that role of being tier one long-term, right? You sign him to probably a 2-3 year deal and you hope that he improves. He's only 25 years old. Yeah. N'Kobe Dean, I think you make the same argument, but he's had a lot of injuries. He's only 25 years old. He's a really good blitzer though. So he gives you a lot of versatility from the inside linebacker spot. I love Leo Chenal. That's the guy that I would target at about $6 million per year. But there are other guys, veterans, who you could potentially sign as well. Let's talk about some of these 35 and plus guys here. Bobby Wagner at 35 years old is a free agent. He's projected to get a 1-year, $8.5 million deal. DeMario Davis is now 37 years old, but he's still playing some pretty damn good football, and he's logged over 1,000 snaps in each of the last three seasons, despite his age now up at 37 years old. And you could probably get him about 1 year, $8 million. Same with Bobby Okereke. And then the last one I'll throw out there is Alex Anzalone, our Paisan over in Detroit. He's only 31 years old. He's not quite the same caliber of player as those other two guys that I mentioned, but he's a bit younger and probably around the same price. What do you think about those three guys if you want a veteran in the room?
I think that as the second option, sure, but as the first option, certainly not. Like I said earlier, knowing Harbaugh, he's not going to go to Bobby Wagner or one of these guys, older vets, to be the face of the middle of his defense. Like, he's going to spend a premium pick or a lot of money to solve that spot. Just, it's like, it's written on the wall. You know what I mean? Like, we know it's there. Every single team that he's ever put out for the Ravens has had a premium allocation to the linebacker position. That is a part of his method. That's a part of his like entire ideology of how a defense is supposed to look and stopping the run. The Giants are going to spend a lot of money at linebacker, or they're going to spend a top five pick, or, you know, we'll see what happens, on a Sonny Styles. Like, that is going to happen at least 99%. Bobby Wagner would be much more attractive if it wasn't John Harbaugh, and much more because another coach or another defensive coordinator may opt for a lesser solution. Bobby Wagner is still a very good run stopper. He is a freaking turnstile in coverage. Like, he cannot cover, but he's still good in run defense. But you don't need him. You know, I'd rather Chenal and Styles, or Chenal and Devin Lloyd, or Devin Lloyd in a draft pick. You know, like, that's what I'd prefer to go. I think he's going to go young. I think he wants to build around. I think John Harbaugh looks at Sonny Styles and sees a 10-year solution at linebacker. That's what I think he sees. And I think that that's a damn good perspective to have, because he could be that.
And I think that the Tennessee Titans see that as well. Robert Saleh loves the inside linebackers, and he's picking fourth overall. Harbaugh's picking fifth. So that's why I'm trying to say the Giants need to prepare for the possibility of Sonny Styles getting sniped out from underneath them. So let's go ahead and look at some of these other guys on the market as well. Just rattle some names off. You could stop me if anybody catches your eye, or your ear rather. Caden Ellis from the Atlanta Falcons. Jermaine Pratt. Where was he most recently? He was with the Raiders. Willie Gay with the Miami Dolphins. Eric Kendricks, I think, has been a free agent. Matt Milano is a player who at one point was really good, but he's had a couple of bad seasons in Buffalo. Prone, yeah. I think when you get to this stage of the free agency market, these guys are cheap,
booty,
but they are not what I think we're looking for at the position. So I think it's going to be top of the market, or it's going to be putting your chips in the center of the table and pushing forward for Sonny Styles. Or maybe you just build through youth. Maybe you get Anthony Hill Jr. at the top of the second round. I like him a lot out of Texas. So I definitely think the Giants are going to spend at least one draft pick on the linebacker spot, but I also think they're going to sign one starting caliber player, or maybe trade for Tremaine Edmonds. That's how it's going to shake out, and that's how they're going to replace Bobby Okereke. So before we kind of wrap up this conversation, Alex, I think we've kind of touched on all the points about Okereke. You know, it's a tough loss for the locker room, but it's a new locker room, so it is what it is. They save all that money. They can redistribute it elsewhere. And like we mentioned with all of these guys, you know, if you're talking about, let's say, Leo Chenal or N'Kobe Dean, for example, they're probably better than Bobby Okereke. They're younger than Bobby Okereke by 4 years, and they're cheaper than Bobby Okereke. And that's the reason why the Giants are moving on from Okereke. So a couple other big pieces of news here that we need to discuss before we wrap this up. The Giants training camp, Alex.
I just saw
Take
that.
Me home, country road, West Virginia. The Giants are going to have training camp in West Virginia this summer as they are renovating the facilities and dealing with the World Cup going on in the summer. So, West Virginia, we going? We making the trip down old country road, Alex?
What is in West Virginia? Where is that? Does that exist? Is that a real place? I've never been. I've been to Virginia, but not West Virginia specifically.
I don't know. I mean, let's go check it out. Why not?
I guess. Is anyone else going? That's really disappointing, because I live like literally 10 minutes away from MetLife. They just had to move it further away.
If I'm not mistaken, I think some of training camp is in West Virginia. It's starting in West Virginia, and it should end home, but I'm not entirely sure.
I really don't want to go to West Virginia.
I'm hoping that they have some practices at home. This actually does really put a wrench into our summer and off-season plans.
Oh, no. I was like, that actually looks like bad news for us. So that's unfortunate. That's disappointing. But I imagine for you guys, too, because who the hell – I don't know any Giants fans that have lived in West Virginia that are going to be local to the training camp there. But hopefully they do have some of it here at the Quest Diagnostic Center. And – you know, we'll be able to attend some stuff. But yeah, that's disappointing. That's really unfortunate. We'll have to see. We'll have to see what happens.
Yep, agreed. Hopefully there's some practices at home. We'll go to those for sure, and we'll keep you guys posted on that. But if there aren't any practices at home, we'll let you know if we're making a trip over to West Virginia, and you guys can meet up with us over there. We'll definitely keep you posted on that. Last piece of news, Alex, this is not Giants news, but I just want to get your take on it. You see the big trade that just went down in the NFL? Quite a blockbuster.
Which one? I may have missed it.
So the Rams just traded with the Kansas City Chiefs here, making a big blockbuster trade for Trent McDuffie. The Rams receive Trent McDuffie, one of the best cornerbacks in all football. The Chiefs receive first-round pick number 29 overall, a fifth-round pick, a sixth-round pick, and a 2027 third-round pick. So quite a lot going on there. Blockbuster.
Well, I saw the Rams were looking for a – they were looking to get a DB, you know, a high-end DB because they really need it. They're trying to make a run for it. You know, this is Matthew Stafford's – this is his farewell. This is his farewell party the next year or two. So they got to put all their chips in right now in McVay. I respect them for doing it, to be honest. A lot of teams will just go into the abyss and let a guy, you know, go out like we let Eli Manning go out. Brutal. But they're running it with – I mean, obviously Stafford was MVP this past season. So, you know, a little bit of a different scenario when in Eli's later years. But I respect them for going all in, and I respect them for pushing to win now. And McDuffie's a great snag for them. And the Chiefs clearly – I don't know what their plan is, but, I mean, doesn't seem like they're planning to be very competitive next year by trading their best defensive player away, or one of their best outside of Chris Jones. So it's, you know, interesting.
They got themselves a late first-round pick in this deal. We'll see what they decide to do with that. Of course, the Rams had two first-round picks, so they had one to sacrifice. But I don't know. Are the Chiefs a target, sneaky target at the back end of the first round to go with Ty Simpson and take a quarterback to put behind Patrick Mahomes coming off an injury? Am I being crazy by speculating that? I don't know.
I don't know. We'll see. I don't think so. But we'll see. I did just see, though, very, very, very random on a forum, you know, the classic Ricky on Twitter who drops all the bombs. He's on a forum, and he said that a trade for the linebacker is coming, and that would be Tremaine Edmonds. So we'll see if
it really
happens. Yeah, we'll see. I know we just talked about it. Tremaine Edmonds, like I said, he's a good insurance policy for a season if you want to do that, or you could acquire and extend. But it does let the Giants be a little bit more flexible with the fifth overall pick. It doesn't force them into Sonny Styles, so it does give them a little bit of breathing room in case they do end up finding a better solution for whatever it is in terms of value. But yeah, that's an interesting piece of information. Don't know if that's true. He's been pretty accurate over the years, or the last year or two.
Yeah.
So I'll give him that credit. And, you know, I do think that keep it on your radar. You know, keep it on your radar. Tremaine Edmonds to the Giants and a Kayvon swap is possible. In fact, I'd say it makes a lot of sense for both sides. So we'll see if that comes to fruition. And then, you know, that's that. That's all I got.
Yeah, that's that. So we'll keep you guys posted on any potential trades or acquisitions that the New York Giants make at the linebacker position in the wake of Bobby Okereke being released. Once again, guys, I'll just kind of wrap with this. Thank you to Bobby Okereke, a friend of the show. He came on the podcast before, follows us on Instagram. Actually DM'd me last night in response to me saying good luck with everything. Just a stand-up, classy dude. Love Bobby Okereke. Wishing nothing but the best for him and the future of his NFL career. But I do think this is the right move for the New York Giants, getting younger at this position and really overhauling it. The Giants' run defense was really bad last year, and Bobby Okereke had some pretty bad plays on his film, particularly in run defense. So they're trying to upgrade in that regard. They need to upgrade in that regard. And John Harbaugh is a guy who really values the linebacker position. He knows how to evaluate it. So if he feels like a Bobby Okereke is not a fit for this defense and they need to go in a new direction, I will trust in John Harbaugh's evaluation of the position and be excited about whoever he brings in to upgrade and overhaul that unit. So guys, like I said, any updates that we have further, any trades, any signings, whatever, you guys will hear our analysis right here on Fireside Giants. So do make sure to leave a like if you enjoyed, subscribe to the channel if you're new, and ring the bell so you don't miss an episode, and comment your thoughts down below in the comment section. If you listen to Apple or Spotify, make sure to leave us a 5-star review, and go ahead and follow us on all of our social media channels at Fireside Giants. Without further ado, we'll catch you on the next one. Have a good one, and let's go New York Giants.